Okay. I've come here today as a concerned citizen, advocate, grandmother of an autistic child to speak on behalf of one of our most vulnerable populations, children without disabilities. I'm advocating for cameras in the classrooms as a solution to addressing the widespread emotional and physical abuse, violations of civil rights, educational rights that have continued to be inflicted upon this population of students across the country and within the Okaloosa County Schools. It appears that the abusive behavior directed at students with disabilities by school district personnel has become normalized in the educational institutions to include Okaloosa County. I am directly addressing this school board today to make a plea for cameras in classrooms to transparently address the cultural problems in the Okaloosa County schools that are enabling employees to inflict heinous actions upon its special needs students. What are we afraid of? As a volunteer of my grandson's school campuses over the years, I've witnessed firsthand the bullying and exclusionary tactics called out by school personnel and peers alike against my grandson. I am a supporter of legislative bills such as the Senate Bill 2020, the Keeping All Children Safe Act, which would protect children from the abuses of seclusion, and HB 63 in Florida, which would ban the use of restraint and seclusion as a way to control special needs children. However, we cannot wait on this type of legislation that has stalled and may never be passed. Special needs children are at a disadvantage. They aren't believed and are often blamed for the abuse, when in many cases the behavior is triggered by the actions of school personnel. School districts like Okaloosa are readily resorting to seclusion and restraint practices that are not evidence-based in responding to disruptive behaviors. The school readily uses the excuse to implement these aversive strategies by stating that the student was a danger to himself. Authorities often take the word of the so-called professionals when an alleged abuse incident occurs. Trust of school personnel has been lost. When it comes to abuse, people across the county are now aware of the hard situation in Okaloosa County schools and the apparent culture that has enabled these behaviors. I am not naive enough to believe that this culture has been corrected. We believe that the most effective way to reduce abuse in schools and document evidence is to videotape all school settings. The reason parents are advocating for videotaping is because schools have shown they cannot be trusted to always do the right thing, and it only takes one child to be abused and not cover up incidents that occur in school settings. On a visit to my local congressman regarding my grandson, an aide actually told me they don't really hurt the children or grab them, they just put their hands on them a little bit. It made me ill to hear him say that. Being treated like an animal is not effective, not therapeutic, and not research-based. But the thing that bothers me the most is the lack of true, heartfelt caring by the people who run the schools. When they hurt a child, the child never recovers. Cameras in the workplace have become an acceptable norm in many industries. Further, the privacy of the students or teachers should not be used as an argument against cameras in classrooms, as regulations would clearly put protections in place.
Their timers are telling me that you've gone past your time.
Okay.
But are you close? I mean, how much time?
Yes, I am. I'm very close.
Well, I mean, what? Maybe one page left?
One page.
Well, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Camera technology has become relatively norm. I mean, it's everywhere.
Well, we have them on our buses.
Right. In all our buses, that's true. Evidence is evidence. And to benefit the truth, we believe violations against students of special needs children will not go away overnight. There is too many set problems in the schools for it to do so. The bottom line, we should not be asking should we have cameras in school classrooms. We should be asking why don't we have them in the classrooms. Our children are our most valuable asset that we as parents and grandparents in this country have. So why are we not protecting them at the full benefit? There will be special needs kids who grow up to change the world. There's always Einstein, there's always Newton. Can we afford to ask, to risk having them demeaned, injured, or even killed in one point by school staff? Can we afford not to videotape? No, we cannot afford not to videotape and assure not only the teachers are believed, but the students are believed, and we shouldn't be afraid or embarrassed to be videotaped. Every time we run a red light, we get videotaped. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yes, ma'am, stand by. We may have some commentary or questions
okay.
for you, okay? Colleagues, board members, any questions or comments?
I have one question. Superintendent Chambers has been doing a series of meetings with special needs parents and children. Have you been participating?
I have.
And it looks like they're trying to move toward what it is that you're seeking.
Right.
And, you know, I, to the extent the law allows, I would support cameras because they tell both sides of every story.
Well, I believe that. You're protecting everyone at that point. And if you have a career, you're a company man, what you do in the classroom, like what I did in my career, I'm open book. I'm an open book. Nobody should be afraid of it.